Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. I'm getting a few, quite a few people are suggesting companies and what have you that are doing things to make it easier for young people with disability, physical disabilities, to play video games. And a couple of people have suggested checking out specialeffect.org.uk. A charity that specialises in helping the physically disabled play games. So I've just tweeted them and see if they'll come on either tonight or next week. Because it's a fascinating thing, and it's not niche. It's not niche, actually. I think it's important. Hang on a minute. Come on and say that, Sam, while I pour myself a lovely cup of coffee from my flask that I made today. Friday's flask day. Go on, what have you just typed on my screen?
I know that Josh...
Oh, flipping it, mate. All right, steady on.
I know that Josh Flanagan's done a couple of bits about... controllers designed for handicap. Yeah, because I don't know if you know that he has a friend called Zach Anna who he does a lot of stuff on YouTube as well. He's got cerebral palsy.
Yeah,
and so they've done a couple of like gaming competitions against one another. So they'll face each other where he uses the adapted
controller. Yeah. Oh well, I'll send Josh a little nice one. Thank you for that, Josh. Of course, the man behind Day 5, our favourite show, Rooster Teeth TV. He's part of that. He's been
he's
on
very
the show.
Hairy.
Very hairy. Sent a very nice tweet about us the other day. Oh, I'll send him a little thing. Maybe I'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at it tonight if anyone wants to call in with it. But also, we'll have a little look at it over maybe a show or two next week because I think it's fascinating. And it, you know, there might be some parents out there who are thinking Christmas. You've got kids who maybe, you know, can't use their hands perhaps as well as that you would like them to. And you think, well, I'd love to get them a PlayStation, but. Well, maybe there are some ways around it. So let's have a little look at that next week or tonight. A lot, just some idiots coming out of the woodwork. Tracy Irvine. Mike Parry is a legend. You should be honoured to be in his presence.
Please.
Yeah, her name is a picture of the St. George Cross.
Okay. Tracy.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Ay, ay, ay. Let's talk about Jack, baby. Let's talk about you and me. How old are you, Jack?
14.
Okay, fine. Then we'll stop the song there. Excellent. Good evening, Jack. It's been a long time.
Yep. Ian.
Yes.
Guess what? Guess what?
Blow snot?
No, what? What the hell?
What the heck?
Guess what?
Oh, I thought you said blow...
Target class.
What did he say?
Thank you. Flipping heck. Honestly, I think you might need some Hopi ear candles.
Blow snot and F-U, Kath, is what I heard.
Wow.
I don't know, Jack. You've become a man.
A man, yeah. I'm in love.
He's in love?
Yeah.
With whom? Katie Puckrick?
Hell no.
Hell no! Hell no, we won't go!
Ian.
Yes?
Come on, I'm 14 and a half, mate.
Hey, listen, when I was 14 and a half, I fell in love with a woman in her mid-50s? Early 50s?
Did you?
Well, not. I didn't go out with her. Probably. I'm just saying it to make the lad feel... What's that look for? I didn't fall in love. I mean, all right, I didn't.
Don't lie, then. Don't lie to try and get down with the kids. It's not the way.
I am a teenager.
Be real.
Why must he be a teenager in love?
Again, an old-fashioned reference.
Okay, Jack, well, tell me what's going on. I want all the goss.
Okay, so...
Yes?
I went up to this girl, right, and thought... I like you, but I love you, you know?
Ooh, wow. That was quick.
Escalated.
Yes.
Yes, it escalated very dramatically.
Well, listen, when you know, you know.
Except then it turns out you don't.
Well, maybe he knows.
All right.
Yeah.
Shush.
And then I turned around and she said, fly zones.
Fly zones?
Yeah, she said, look, I've already caught a lad. Pee off.
Well, how old is she?
14.
Yeah, well, she'll dump him.
Give it
him
2 weeks.
She'll dump him next week.
I turned around and went, nuss.
Why are you turning? Why weren't you
when
just facing each
around?
Other? So hang on a minute. So she turned around. So she's got her back to you. Then you turned around and you've got her back to her. This is never going to work. Just stand and face each other, young man.
I did. And I
turned around and faced her.
You sound like my dad.
I turned around. I faced her.
Yeah.
I made
was she facing you at this point, or is she turned to face the other way?
Well, we both made eye contact the other
was day. There a mirror?
No.
Okay. I'm confused by this. She had eyes in the back of her head? Wow. You got to look and you go for it. Yes. Okay.
No, we turned around.
You both turned around now.
And we made eye
don't
contact.
Turn around, because you're going to see my heart breaking. Don't walk away. I don't want you seeing me cry. It's just what you do.
It's breaking up my heart that you're leaving.
I'm letting you go. But I won't let you know. Is what you'll be singing in about a week's time. I know, it's tedious. But listen, I've got to fill out 3 hours, Jack. Of course we're going to start singing songs you've never heard of.
So she said pee off and you said no.
Yeah,
but at least she didn't say like pee off. She actually said pee off. Mm-hmm. She was all like pee off. No, she was pee off.
So
okay.
Turned...
Don't say it.
Don't turn around.
Don't turn around because you're going to see my heart breaking.
Well, we did, and we made eye contact for 7 seconds.
You were timing.
7 seconds away.
Oh, she just saw that coming.
Okay. Then what happened?
Then what happened? And then she comes over to me and touches my arm. What the heck?
What the heck? It must have been love, but it's over now.
So what did she do after she touched your arm? Escort you off the premises?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
14
no,
and a half.
Exactly. What happened, man?
So I'm very dilated.
Yeah. Steady on. Come on now. Come on. Imagine you're talking. We're like your aunt and uncle here, okay? So just a little bit of respect.
That makes it awkward. So you're Uncle Ian and Auntie Cass.
Yeah, all right, but don't say it because it sounds weird. What happened? Are you going out with her?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. Because
But you've staked an interest. And just sit back and wait, my friend.
And had a lot of exercise with all that turning around.
A lot
of exercise. I suppose you're not dizzy. Need to sit down after that.
Aren't they active, though, the youngsters?
They really, really are. I respect that.
Oh, yeah, the most awkward thing happened to me today.
Surely it was when you had that weird conversation with the girl and you stared into her eyes for 7 seconds after she turned around.
Yeah, but my dad has taken my Facebook off me. My Twitter off me.
Good.
My Instagram, man. My Instagram.
Good. Good.
Kid.
Good. Good. You're too young to have it.
Do you know what you can try instead? Real life.
Wait, I need to communicate?
Yes.
What?
With your face, without turning around.
Or you're going to see my heart breaking.
And my heart might skip a beat.
Jack's in love. Hey, nice to speak to you, Jack. We'll speak to you again soon, man. Well done. Good luck on that adventure that is going to end in tears. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I haven't had any chocolate for 2 weeks. I haven't had any lattes for 2 weeks. I love a latte. I've never won 2 weeks. I'm still a fat so-and-so. But I'm not missing the chocolate. We're doing the vegetarian thing. We're kind of going for it 5 days a week, weekdays.
Yeah. I don't even fancy meat at the moment.
No, I don't, actually. I was thinking almost Sunday after the show, we can go out and have a burger and all that. Actually, I don't know if I fancy going out.
You know what I really fancy? Fish.
I fancy a nice little bit of grilled chicken.
All right.
Look at us.
We'll spoil ourselves.
Look at us. I tell you what, it's a beaver moon. And so between now and 1 o'clock, Martin Kellner coming in at one. We will rock you. We'll take calls straight to air. Sam, relax, because to be honest, you've been ballsing it up like nobody's business tonight. We will take calls straight to air, so we will not call you back between now and 1 o'clock. The switchboard is empty. So if you want to give us a call, 03444991000. And also, the Skype is open. Late Night Alternative. Late Night Alternative. So you've got two ways to get in touch. We'll take calls straight to air. Late Night Alternative on the Skype or on the old telephone. 0203-286-6370. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. There's a 7-second delay. We will we'll cut your... Let's do an ASMR, shall we? Let's give people the horn.
Yeah.
Let's give people the neck horn. And do an ASMR. Okay. Hello. This is an ASMR. You really should be wearing your headphones for this. So put your headphones on and get ready as we send you down the highway of tingles down the neck, around the back of the head, and for some of you in the ears.
So all you need to do is just sit back.
Go a little bit quiet, you're too loud.
And relax.
A little bit quieter.
As I breathe into your ear from one side.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, ruined that.
You ruined that, man.
Hey, James, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can, your love.
How come you always give Sam such a hard time?
Because he keeps muffing everything up. He's muffed up two of the callers' names tonight, which is unforgivable. His job is to take people's names. Twice, he's failed. How come you don't know how to... He's hung up. That's the people that defend you, drunks and losers who don't know how to use telephones. You should be ashamed of yourself, Sam.
These are your people.
You should be ashamed of yourself for that call that you knew nothing about and you didn't initiate. You should still be ashamed.
Let's go back to the
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, because we're going to get disturbed by these idiots. Yes, line two?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? You okay?
Very, very, very well. We're trying to do an ASMR thing, but we're going to... Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, I'm good.
Good man. Just thought to say thank you for a brilliant night last week in Bath. I thought it was absolutely awesome, and I'm glad I didn't say to see you. But
oh, you mean the show? I was thinking, hang on a second, did I get drunk and sleep with a guy in Bath again? you came, did you? Oh, thank you so much, man. We had the time of our lives there. The Rondo Theatre is great. It was a great vibe, the best audience I think we've ever played to. But you were too lazy to stick around afterwards and thank us personally.
You just came to look at us and then run away.
We appreciate you coming, Paul. Thank you, brother. And we're glad you enjoyed it.
Man, it was awesome. It really was. So many highlights as well. Yeah. I couldn't pick just one, but yeah, brilliant. So thank you ever so much.
Well, thank you for the support, brother. We'll go back to the Rondo again at some point next year because we love it there. And it's a joy to play and we always seem to do really well there. So thank you for your support, Paul. It's appreciated.
My pleasure.
Cheers, my dear.
All the best.
Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
Cheers, both.
Bye-bye. A nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so... It's got to be a little bit louder, apparently, so we're doing
it. So I was doing it right and you were doing it wrong.
You're too loud.
No, I'm not.
You're doing it with an attitude that I don't think is conducive to neck tingles.
My attitude is directed at you.
Your attitude is just doing it now. Just stop it. Just leave it. Leave it. Just leave it and move on to the actual thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to make some noise.
just trim the other side.
You keep going from like quiet voice to loud voice.
Shut your face. This is my haircut.
Okay.
You're interfering.
Hang on a minute. Okay. Right, my turn now. Here we go. Just write down the shopping for tomorrow. We want eggs, milk, butter, booze, cake, scampi fries.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the gosh straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP, better than eating a kangaroo's...
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Come on, Matt. I don't want to get into a 90s music war, but Matt is saying, of that era, I'd have to say that Shed 7 and the Seahorses were betters of both Blur and Oasis. The Seahorses? Who was that? That was Squires, wasn't it, from the Stone Roses? And some crappy busking band. Oh, the Seahorses with their one half decent song. They were terrible. I heard the Shed 7 or 6 music. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, line 4. You're on the wireless.
Is that me?
It certainly is.
Sounds like me. Anyway, hey, how you doing?
It feels like you.
A friend of mine is has made a film.
Oh, a movie.
But all off his own back.
Yeah.
It's a feature film, and he's had to, because he wants to show it at the local cinema, he's had to go through the whole process of getting the, sending it off and getting the BBFC certificate
Of course,
and he's kind of crowdfunding it, and it's like a micro-budget film that he's made on, you know, a few hundred quid, and, you know, volunteer people and just people he knows acting in it, and people just working on it for free and stuff. And I'm trying to get the local paper to maybe run some kind of feature on it, or so, you know, just kind of plug it a bit,
a
and you know,
idea.
Run it as a story.
Yeah.
And I'm getting absolutely nowhere. Yeah. You know, I'm leaving messages on the machine and saying, you know, hey, do you want to run this in your paper or whatever? And it's just like banging my head against it.
Well, here's the thing.
I
don't, because when me and Kath have done shows around the country, occasionally when I remember, I email the local BBC radio station and the local newspaper. And the BBC stations quite often tweet me and go, oh, we'd love to feature this. We'll get back to you. And then nothing, because they're squares. And half the papers get back and say, OK, we'll put this on our website. And sometimes I guess they go in the papers, and half the time they don't reply.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because the local papers now are really, really underfunded.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're run often by kids.
Yeah.
And they are... kind of scratching around.
Yeah, but this is me with my, you know, having been in the jungle, writing in, and I write in and say, hey, I'm Ian Lee from the jungle, and I'm doing this show. Half get back and say, we'll put it in, and half don't. So the honest truth, if they ain't getting back to you, they probably ain't interested.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, man.
Well, even the local paper isn't really local anymore. No. They kind of use a copy from Kent and change the front cover to make it look vaguely relevant to our town, which is East Grinstead.
Will, I don't do this for everybody. Tweet me a little tweet with all the information and a link, and I'm going to retweet it for you. That's the best I can do.
Okay, that's very kind of you.
There you go. I'm
sure he'll really appreciate that.
I don't know how effective that will be, but I'm happy to retweet it for you, brother. So send me a little tweet with all the details and the link. My absolute pleasure. Good luck. I wish him the best of luck. Let's go to line four. Four, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, line four. You're on the air.
Hello, Ian. It's Nigel.
Oh, Nigel. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. I want to do something different tonight.
Oh, what? Are you going to do some Shakespeare?
Yeah, I was going to sing... Sing to a,
it's not that different.
A Frank Sinatra song.
It's not that different.
I've got you under my skin.
Okay, but you're going to do it in
talc.
You're going to do it in Esperanto.
I'm in the front room, but I've just been watching Robbie Williams in concert doing a Sinatra concert at the Royal Albert Hall. You remember that one he did?
Nope.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, he had an album called Swing When You're Winning.
That's the one. Yeah. So I would like to try.
Oh, Robbie Williams.
This one.
Okay, away you go. Let's have it. Are you covered in talcum powder?
Here we go.
Are you covered in talcum powder?
Not tonight.
Hey, still got the memories. Got the memories.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's have it. This is a great way to end on a Friday night. This is great. Oh, a little sippage there. Dribble.
This is Lady is a Tramp. This is the wrong song.
Doesn't matter.
She likes him bitter, but she doesn't complain. She never bothers with people she hates.
That's why the lady is a tramp. The lady is a tramp. Dooby dooby doo, you idiot.
She doesn't like crack games or baroness. Won't go to Harlem with the rest of the girls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the cold, swift wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, that's all. She hates California because it's cold and it's damp. Yeah, that's why the lady is a tramp. Scooby-doo-doo-doo. She just gets too hungry for the dinner at 8. She loves us.
No!
But doesn't come late. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the cold, swift wind in her hair.
Won't go to Harlem.
I've just tweeted Susanna Hoffs while Nigel's murdering this song.
That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the cold, swift wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, that's all. She hates California because it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. All right.
Do you want to say it or shall I?
No.
Are you dedicating that to your girlfriend?
Yes.
That's a romantic thing to do, Nigel.
Did you get all that, Ian?
We got all of it, yeah. Ladies
every single
tramp.
Bit.
That wasn't too bad. No, I think it jumped in the middle
shabby.
And then I lost my place. You know how they jump from one bit to another.
I like the bit about she likes the cold sweats. I like that bit.
Not too shabby.
But
comes
I had the tune right, didn't I?
You got the tune right. You got some of the words right. You got the vibe right.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't practice much either. That was just a one-off. I've not sung that for ages.
Well, you did it very well. Nice and loud. record as well. Loud at 10 to 1 on a Friday night.
I'm in the front room. I put the telephone into the front room.
Oh,
so it's not quite so loud.
I see. Very exciting. What are you doing this weekend, Nigel?
Let me say. Well, I saw Sadie today in Maidstone, but she said she wants to be with me at Christmas time, so I won't be on my own. So that's all right.
Okay.
She's coming over New Year's Eve and maybe Christmas Eve as well.
Okay. Is she going to spend Christmas in the tent?
Sorry. Pardon?
Is she going to spend Christmas in the tent?
No. Probably at my place, I expect.
Okay.
Hello, Michael, if you're listening, because that's my brother. I can get him on the radio altar, didn't I, next week?
Oh, God, I would love to speak to your brother.
Would you like to us to?
I would love to speak to your brother. I really, really would.
I'll try and get him to ring in the show when I'm on. I'll tell him I'm going on, and he might ring up the show.
That'd be wicked, Nigel. All right.
I really enjoyed. Thanks very much. Oh, by the way, I'm a top fan of Noah Cyrus. It's got on her page, top fan. Brilliant. Nigel Reed.
Okay, it doesn't really mean anything. It means you post a lot.
It means
on
a lot
there.
To me. It cheers me up because I've worked hard to do
but
that.
It's an algorithm, and it just means you post a lot.
Yeah, it's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Yes.
That they do that to people that post a lot. Yeah,
it does. It does. Well, if it makes you happy, Nigel, then that's good news.
I'm very
brother.
Pleased that she's done that for me.
She hasn't done it. Facebook does it. Facebook does it automatically. I'm only saying these things because I worry about you, brother.
I know, obviously, she reads her comments.
She probably doesn't.
Oh, perhaps she's so busy.
All right, Nigel, listen, thanks very much for calling. Got to go. We'll take one more call. Martin Kellner is here. We're going to speak to Martin in a second. Let's just take line one, first of all. Good evening, line one.
Hello?
Yes?
Sorry, hold on.
Moves the finger to the dump button just in case.
I need to put it onto my phone. 2 seconds, okay.
Okay, we're a little bit busy. Finish at one. Martin's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Ian, my name's Darren, right? And I'm from Glasgow. And
could you come off speakerphone, Darren?
I'm trying to. I don't know how to do it. I've got it now.
Yeah, go on.
Basically. Let me tell you this, right? I don't know if I'm an alcoholic or I'm not an alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
I went to AA in 2008, right?
Yeah.
And I've done the most craziest, bizarre thing, right? I stayed for 7 years in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Wow. Yes,
and it was only till recently.
This is a heavy. This is a big call to. I'm just going to say because we're right at the end of the show. We'll talk to you. We've got right at the end of the show. We've got Martin Kellner here as well. So this is man. I wish you'd phoned up an hour ago. But go on, carry on.
No, I took a drink. I took a drink again, and yeah. I really. A couple of people have asked me in the rooms, "Do you actually think I'm more an alcoholic?" And I mean, I don't get me wrong. I have emotional ups and downs, but. Yeah. I don't really know if I'm an alcoholic.
When did you start drinking again?
Oh, I only drunk one night. I mean, it was just like maybe a month ago or something.
Okay.
And I stopped. I took some cocaine as well.
oh, come on, man!
I'm just being honest.
I know you're being honest. I'm okay.
I've done something. I mean, I was 2 years sober.
Yeah.
I've had 6 years, 2 years, and 2 years. I really just got to a point in my life where I'm actually I'm sitting in these rooms these stories.
Then go out and do some more experiments if you want. If you think that,
I don't really want to do that either, though. Do you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Do you think you could go out and drink successfully this time?
I don't really want to go out and drink. I don't even really want to go out and drink. I just want to know where the.
There we go. That's all right. That's all right. That was an accident. It's a yellow card.
I just want to know where I fit in.
Dude, I have to go because we're right at the end of the show. Can you give me a call next week?
I will do.
Give us a call a bit earlier in the show and we'll have a proper chat about it because this is fascinating and there'll be lots of people identifying with it, okay?
All right.
Hang in there, brother. Don't do anything silly. All right. Thank you very much.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.